Oh, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you didn't know you had depression for a long time, but you knew you didn't feel like yourself.
Yes.
Now, what were you feeling?
Well, it was definitely a sense of depression, and the symptoms I was feeling were withdrawal, lack of concentration, and just not being able to move sometimes, and just not being hopeless, just this utter hopelessness, and sad to say, I had suicidal thoughts as well.
That is a perilous thing to have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And in my experience, I found too, you the things you used to love don't hold the same importance for you necessarily.
Absolutely.
How did the holiday season affect you in that depressive state?
In the year 2000, at the beginning of the year 2000, that's when I experienced burnout in my career, and this depression came over me, and it lasted an entire year. And then all of a sudden, a week before Christmas, my dad passed away unexpectedly. And so, I mean, can you imagine like being depressed that year and then experiencing this utter shock just before Christmas and didn't even get a chance to say goodbye.
And that's about 15 years ago now.
That's 15 years.
Do you still feel that emotional tug at this time of year?
Yes, yeah. I mean, in various degrees, I try to keep my Christmas spirit up. Certainly movies help, but I think about my dad, and even now I'm feeling a little emotional.
I want to get your thoughts on the first time a movie helped you through some of the sadness that you were feeling. What would you recall that first time?
Yeah, there's several. I mean, during that year, I remember seeing one of my favorite comedy romances, Groundhog Day, with Bill Murray.
Sure, yeah.
And I saw it in a whole new light. You know, I just, it was one of those endless days that I was just lying on the couch, not able to move, and suddenly it comes on the television, and I'm just watching it. I'm still slightly catatonic, but then there's a moment where he's lying in the same position as I'm at, totally hopeless, and not able to just break out of this loop, time loop that he's caught in, and I just felt, oh my God, that's me.
Yeah.
And in that one moment, I didn't feel alone. I felt like I was connected with this fictional movie character that started to guide me through the lessons that he learned and how to break out of his loop. And so, you know, I started to embrace those ideas, you know, thinking of others first, for instance, and not dwelling on my own situation.
That's amazing. It's incredible, that movie in particular, how a comedic device like that repeating theme can unlock so many different ideas about life and about existence, and
absolutely,
as you say, maybe achieving a level of concern for others that can take you out of your own problems.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the key factors about depression, is that you just keep ruminating on negative thoughts. So that's why movies in general, everyone knows that it's great escapism. The idea is to be conscious about watching a movie, like being able to say to yourself that, you know what, I'm feeling down and I want to watch a movie that's going to lift me up. So just that focus, it's that optimistic focus that is actually going to have this movie speak to you in a whole new way through the movie hero.
Yeah, and you're entering into a little bargain with yourself too that's not quite as high stakes, right? Mm. You're not saying, I'm going to go out and be real cheery with my work buddies or something like that. You're talking about, I'm going to enter into the world of a film here.
Yes.
And I'm going to hope that that will take me somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the holiday films you write about and that I can never resist is It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
How did that movie affect you?
Yeah, that was when my dad passed away. You know, I'd seen it, I was watching it in utter pain, just shock. And again, that moment where George Bailey is at his lowest, and just a whole lifetime of, he felt that he was a failure, and how he was praying, and that's I connected with that. Like, I just said, okay, you know what, I'm going to pray. I'm just going to ask for some sort of help, and the movie itself actually helped me feel better. It helped me move forward to the next day.
What I love about It's a Wonderful Life, this incredible sense of interconnectedness that comes across.
Yeah.
And it's such a common theme in so many different spiritual traditions too.
Oh.
that I really found a way into that. Whatever George Bailey was, first of all, he was a really good guy.
Yes.
And he discovers that, of course. But what he also discovers is how many people, you know, he's touched over the course of his entire life without really even noticing.
Absolutely. And you know, you brought up an important point in healing from clinical depression. You know, I was only diagnosed back in January of 2015, this year. Wow. So once I knew that, you know, I was able to get proper treatment, and antidepressants weren't working. But what was highly recommended was to take a 15-week group program called Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. And It's a Wonderful Life is actually about that. It's about training your mind to be able to focus on the positives. And that's what the Angel Clarence helps George Bailey do, you know, like, because he was just ruminating on all the negatives and he felt hopeless, like he wanted to commit suicide. And so, you know, he was taken through this journey of being able to see the value he had with all of the people around him, and that his life really was wonderful, and that he had all these loving, supportive people around him, and all he had to do was ask for help. So, so whether people know they're suffering from depression or clinical depression, you know, I hope that with what I've just said, you know, they may consciously watch It's a Wonderful Life with new eyes this season, you know, because there's all different types of holiday depression. Yeah. You know, the people feel alone. They have family issues. Maybe the Christmas season makes them unhappy for other reasons, you know, and they don't have to feel, they don't feel like that. They don't have to suffer.
I can see some people, to your point, resisting holiday movies because they might be afraid they'd trigger reminders of some emotional experience or something they're missing maybe over the festive season. Why do you think that that wasn't your experience?
I believe it's, again, it's that intention, is that even no matter how low I am, I believe it's something about my mindset that I've developed over the years. And it's something that I talk about in my motivational speaking, you know, and I believe everyone can develop this indestructible optimism where, you know, no matter how painful something situation is right in front of them, is that there is a silver lining somewhere in there, even if they can't see it. So for me, it's like, you know, I'll watch a movie, and I mean, another one is like The Family Stone that I may not want to watch each year just because it is about a family member at Christmas time, you know, has been diagnosed with a terminal illness. So, you know, so there are some years I may watch that and some I may not, just because, you know, it mirrors certain things.
And you did struggle for such a long time before being diagnosed. It's actually something of a miracle, I think, that you are where you're at today.
That's it. That's the silver lining. You know, like one of the tools that helped me get through it was dedicating myself to write a blog post about the movies that helped me every Wednesday and Sunday for the past 9 years. Like I said to myself, I'm going to write 100 posts each year. And it didn't matter if I couldn't move or I wasn't concentrating. I somehow did it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just celebrated writing 900 posts.
How did you feel about what you were hearing from others when you started to share your feelings about movies and how they could have this effect, this healing effect on you?
You know, it's just exciting. You know, when I'm doing a motivational talk at a corporation or a conference, and it doesn't matter whether or not they're like whatever generation they are, or managers or employees. Once I ask, like, how many of you love movies? And I get people's eyes light up and their just hands go up. It's like we become all the same level. And it's that one passion that we all connect with. And then, you know, there it's, you know, movies for me and for others is this amazing professional and personal development tool. So that excitement will go through the whole presentation or keynote. And by the end, you know, I'll have people come up to me and ask me, oh, have you seen this movie? Or, you know, have you seen, you know, Rudy, for instance, is just this great movie based on a true story of someone who had this dream. You know, he just persevered no matter how many doors kept closing. And
with the holidays upon us, what are some holiday movies that you particularly find resonance in at Christmas time?
There are old classics and there are new classics. And one of the new classics, I believe, is Serendipity, Kate Beckinsale and John Cusack. And it's about these two people who meet at Christmas and they're with other people, but you could see that they're in love. And and it's about the idea that serendipity, the word, is, you know, it means like a fortunate accident. And another word I call it synchronicity. And it's how they find themselves like a years later, you know, at Christmas time. And that, you know, it's about hope. It's about, you know, that dreams can come true. And it's about, you know, finding, believing in miracles. So I love that.
And what would you say is an older classic that you particularly like?
There's one that not too many people know about, and I discovered it a couple of years ago, and it was around the time of It's a Wonderful Life, and it's called It Happened on Fifth Avenue. And there's no really big stars in it, but it's like a screwball comedy about this homeless person who secretly moves into this mansion over Christmas time, and how he starts to bring in other homeless people. And I was just amazed when I saw it. I highly recommend, if people can track that down, to watch it, because it's got similar messages like It's a Wonderful Life about the greatest form of richness is friends and people that love you. And in fact, I think they say it's like the worst form of poverty not to have good friends around you.
It's and It Happened on Fifth Avenue.
It Happened on Fifth
Avenue.
That's
the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, I have to say, there's one I discovered last year that you could probably find on YouTube. It's just a short film. It's an Academy Award-winning movie called Star in the Night. And it came out in 1945. And it actually is just heartwarming. And I actually found it as a special feature on the Christmas in Connecticut DVD. And that's another great movie, you know, with Barbara Stanwyck, you know, just a great screwball comedy.
So Christmas in Connecticut, Star in the Night.
Star in the
which
Night.
Which is more of a short?
Yeah, 20 minutes long. And you're going to cry by the end of the movie.
Wow.
But I really want to get that news out there. Watch this hidden gem.
That's a great bunch of suggestions.
Yes.
What would you say your advice is for anyone looking to spend their holidays cheering up themselves with some movies? Is there one more holiday classic you have to throw out there at us?
Absolutely. I mean, Elf just popped into my mind because Will Ferrell's just amazing. And he, you know, he plays a great grown-up kid in this movie. I mean, everything he says, it feels like he's this kid, and yet he's an adult. So it's that idea of, if you can just keep some childhood passions alive, you know, your favorite foods, you know, your what you remember, like candy canes, or, you know, that taste of that family turkey dinner or whatever, even if it's not there this holiday, is like, tap into those memories, because they ignite positive emotional energy, or re-energize positive emotional energy. And then it's also, the other idea is to remember, you're never alone. And even if you've only got a movie to watch, you aren't alone even then. Because I believe that the movie characters that you resonate with, they're there to cheer you on. They're there saying, don't give up. There is an exciting tomorrow. And I'm going to get through my adversities in this movie, and so can you.
Further proof of the power of a good story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Emmanuel.
Oh, my pleasure.
Great meeting you. It's Emmanuel Lopez. He's not a therapist, but he is a depression sufferer, as you may have heard, who found watching certain movies helped him through the holiday season and through life itself. He now shares his firsthand experience as a speaker and on a blog called Movies That Motivate, and he has just released a new ebook called Movie Messages of Hope for the Holidays. We'll post some of the movies Emmanuel suggests for helping to get through the holidays, and links so you can connect more with what he's doing on our Facebook page. Look for CBC Fresh Air.